Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Akiva Medlov. Maseches Nida is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yaakov Deckelbaum, Le'ilai Nishmas, Rabbi Eliyahu ben Harav Nota Getzel, Rochel Leah Bas Rav Yitzchak, and Chai Gittel Bas Mordechai.
Rabbi Isai, the December 15th Shas Illuminated Siyum HaShas in Lake Terrace Hall is getting closer. We are happy to announce to our dear listeners that many of the Magidei Shir will be coming in from all locations, including flying in from Eretz Yisrael. The Siyum will be a chance for you to greet them and express your Hakaras HaTov. To register for the Siyum HaShas and place a journal ad in their honor or in honor of the guest of honor, Rabbi Aaron Sorsher, or Mr. David Gerwitz, accepting the Hachzokas HaTorah Award, please visit shasilluminated.org/siyum. That is shasilluminated.org/siyum. Or call 203-312-SHAS. That is 203-312-7427.
Nida Daf Chof Ches. We'll start from Chof Zayin Amud Beis, in the bottom. Mishloki Shoma. Shvir shetorfuhu b'meimov, naise k'meis shenisbal b'lo tzuhos. Omar Abli, Omar l'Rabbi Yochanan, Rishloki ish meis shenisbal b'lo tzuhos minolan d'tor. Rishloki is saying that shvir shetorfuhu b'meimov, naise k'meis shenisbal b'lo tzuhos. According to Rishloki, if you have a meis, even though it's a meis sholem, but the tzuro, Rashi says, nimcha kuloi, and the shield is not kayom, it doesn't have the tzur of a mace, so it's not doesn't have a din of a mace to be metame be'oy. That's Rish Lakish. Shvil shetolfu b'meimov naitze k'meis shenizbal b'lo tzuros. The Aruch Hanir is medayek. It doesn't say, it says Rish Lakish Omar. It doesn't say Omar Rish Lakish. The klal in Shas is like this. The Mashmos is, when it says Rish Lakish Omar, that it's the Hemshech, and continuation of the Gemara beforehand. Mashmos is that Rish Lakish is giving a new answer on what the Gemara before dealt. What is the reasoning of Reb Shimon, that he's Metahir, the Bais, Shilya B'Seich HaBais, according to Reb Shimon, the Bais is Tohoir. What is the reason? So until now, Reb Yochanan says, Mitam Bitul B'Roiv Nogubo. Even though we have this Vlad, and Shilya B'loi Vlad, but you have Roiv Dam. Roiv Dam, Leido, is Mevatel, the Michuya, the Vlad, Memele, Midin Bitel, B'roiv Nogub. That's Rabbi Yochum. And then that, Rish Lakish is answering a different answer. He says that time of the Reb Shimon, not Mitzad Bitel, B'roiv. Why not Mitzad Bitel, the B'roiv, the Aruch Haner explains. We have a problem in that answer. Mitzad bitul b'roiv, the Gemara in Bchorah says that nevele shebotul b'shchuto, even though we have bitul b'roiv, but legavi tumas maso, when you're noise, the whole chift, the whole bosor, ke'echod, it's metame b'maso, even if you have it in bitul b'roiv. Memele hu adin also tumas oil, we mentioned before in last year, legabe bitul b'roiv, does it work legabe tumor or not? So the passage the Gemara in Bchorah says that bitul b'roiv doesn't help, legabi tumas masa. So this nevela still, even though it's shori ba'achilo michad giso, but mikol mokim legabi tumas masa, when you're noise the whole tarovis together, you're noise the mute, shiniz batel, it's still metame tumas masa. And therefore, it's also metame boil. So that's why Rish Lakish didn't accept the Rabbi Yochanan's answer, Pshad and Rabbi Shimon, that the reason there's no vlad to be metamet to mas oil, mitzad bitul b'roiv. Therefore, Rish Lakish has a new answer. Since the shvir is k'meis shenizbal b'letzurosoi, it doesn't have a tzuras meis, memeleinu metamet to mas oil. Rabbi Yochanan is choylik on Rabbi Shimon. One prat, he's choylik, what he's now arguing with him, legabe meis shenizbal b'letzurosoi, he holds that even that there's no shilda kayemes, Mikol mokim, it's metame tumas meis. Basie holds that legabi bitul b'roiv l'kol apoches and lach b'lach, like we mentioned before, he holds that the roiv is mahapech the miut, and the miut is not metame also b'masa or b'hoyil, and not like the sugyan b'chiris. That's the machlokes. Now the Gemara, Daf Chof Ches, here brings, Umar Aleph, brings the Mishnah Ba'olos, Mishnah says, Eifel Srufim, Dainu, talking about a mace that was burnt. Now it's Eifer. Reblezel Metame Beruive Hakav, Rabbonun Chok, Machlekes Tanoim. This mace that now you have Eifer HaMace, according to Reblezel Metame Beruive Hakav, Rabbonun Chok. The Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan Kosov Al Kira Blezer. So Tosis asked here in the bottom of the Omud, what is the shail when Rabbi Yochanan told Rish Lakish, what's his mocker to say that mace shenizbalbul otzurosoi, he's tohir, it's not mitame tumas mace. Tosis says, Adarava, Rabbi Yochanan is the chiddush. Rabbi Yochanan, that is mitame mace shenizbalbul otzurosoi, it's a das yochid. It goes only according to Reb Lezer in the Mishnah Ba'olos. Mashen ken das Rish Lakish b'pshut, it's like shitas chachomim, they're choylik on Reb Lezer. So what was the shaila of Yechonon? Amale Reb Yechonon Rish Lakish minolon de tahor. Adar Abba, the whole mocker of Reb Yechonon, it's built on Reb Lezer Ba'olos, and on that Rabbanon are choylik. So Tezis answer that the machlekes of Yechonon Rish Lakish, they're choylik b'shitas chachomim. And according to Reish Lakish, Chachomim are metayer, even though the mace is a mace sholem. If nizbalbu latsurosei ve'en shildosei kayemes, so Chachomim are metayer. And on that, Rabbi Yochanan is chilek, and he holds that b'shitas Chachomim, that they're metayer, since it's nisraf, there's no shame mace. And if that's the case, Rabbi Yochanan says that even if it would be sholem, and the shilda would be miskayim, shildosay kayemes here, mikol mokim, once it's nisraf, it's goratfei. Meishe nisraf, mafkia sheimes. Masheen ken beshvir, it doesn't have the reyuse of sreifa, shafir, even though it doesn't have a tzura of ein shildosay kayemes, mikol mokim lipoka sheimes. Memele, he can't be metayim, it's such an isvalbo tsurosa. So, what it's brought down that in the Gemara that Rabbi Yochanan, Kirab Lezer, the Pshat is Tisa says that, Ligdas Rabbi Yochanan, what Rabbi Yitzchak Midullah says, that Meish Shenisraf, Tome, Vafilu Ein Shildosa Kayemes, that's going Dafka according to Rabbi Lezer. Mashenken, according to Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yitzchok Midullah is also according to Chachomim. Since according to Reish Lakish, there's no reyus of be'etzim of Nisraf. There's no difference between Nisraf or Shvir Shenismacho. The question is if the Shilda Kayemes or not Shilda Kayemes. If the Shilda Kayemes, there's no nafkamina with the Nisraf, le Shvir. And if Nisbalva Lotzurosi, ve'en Shildosa Kayemes, in both cases, it's not metame tumas meis. So that's the sheresh machlekes of Yechon and Reish Lakish. What is the reason that Chachomim are metayer in the Mishnah Ba'olis, Eifel shel meis? According to Reish Lakish, it's mitzad that it's not sholem and shildosoi kayemes. And according to Rabbi Yechon, mitzad, so once it's burnt, nisraf, pokashay meis. That's the nafkemina, legabi shvir shenispal v'tzurosim. You don't have the reyus of sorof here, and therefore, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's still metame, even though nisbal b'lotzurosa. It's ad sheni. In this case, it's not a doval sholem, and therefore, according to Reish Lakish, it's metame. That's the first mahalach in Tesis. Tesis has another mahalach, and that's the way the Rashi in Olis with Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph learns that the machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish is taka b'shitas chachomim, like they said before. But the Shoresh HaMachlokes is that according to Reish Lakish, Keshem Shechachomim Metarim B'Shiur Roiva Be'ifer HaMeis, as just like that, they're also Metar when the Meis is a Meis Sholem. If Nisbalbo Tzurosei, that's Shitas Reish Lakish. But Rabbi Yochanan holds that according to Chachomim, it's the whole Tire with Chachomim Metarim is only when it's a Shiur Roiva. Since the mace is a mace choser, but when the mace is a mace sholem b'shlimusoi, even though the shield is not kayemes, it's still tamei. That means there's a difference when you have the mace b'shlimusoi. So even if you have the giroin of the nisraf, Ven shildose kayemes, but if it's a double sholem, it's metame tumas meis. Ma she'inkin, what Rabbanan metayer, lumas reblezer, and the mission on the olis, is because there we're talking about that it's the meis achoser. In the roiva akav, then you have a machlekes, reblezer, and chachor. Just the Rash asks, and this is Mahalach, from the Sugya Nozir. The Gemara Nozir there brings down what it says in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Al Eilu Tumis HaNozir Megalech. So it's mentioned in the Mishnah, Al Hameis V'Kezayis Min Hameis. The Gemara there asks, Im Al Kezayis Min Hameis HaNozir Megalech, Kol Shekin Al Hameis Atzmai. Why does the Mishnah have to mention that there's a tomb of the Meis Atzmai? Once it's mentioned, Kezayis Min Hameis. So, B'chal Masai Mon Hameis Atzmai. So the Rash asks, L'choira, we have a big enough gemina. Pa'omim that the Meis HaSholem is metame, but the Kezayis Mimenu is not metame. Just like we mentioned before. The second Malach HaToysis, Bo'ifen Shenisraf, V'ashilda Kayemes, according to the Das Chachomim, so there he's only metame, this Meis, until he should be a Meis Sholem. But if we have only a Kezayis, from this Meis Shenisraf, Eina Metane. And therefore, that's an answer why the Mishnah in Nozir, the Mishnah brought down, Kedin B'fnei Atzmai Meis, U Kezayis Min HaMeis, because Po'omim, you can't be Metame Medin Kezayis Min HaMeis, only Medin Meis Atzmai. When? Bo'ifin Shei Meis Nisraf. That's the Rash Shaila on the second Mahal. Another sheet that we find in Chiddush HaRamban, the Ramban answers on the Kasha Tosfos that what Rabbi Yochanan is Makshan Reish Lakish, Ma Mokel Letayel, Meishin is Balbu Tzurosoi. So he says like this, that's Enochanami, it's Muchach Vadai from the Mishnah in Olois, that Eifel Srufim, that according to Rabbi Lezer, it's Tome, according to Rabbonin Metarim, just the Mechuvin and Rabbi Yochanan, what he's makshe, why does Reish Lakish poisek like Chachomim from the Mishnah in Tyrus to be metayer if the shield is not kayemis? Halo yesh livsoi ki Rabbi Lezer, since mistabel taimei, Rabbi Lezer, even though it's a das yochid. And on that's the continuation of the Gemara. The Gemara is mechiach from Rabbi Shabtoi, that he was poisek like Rabbi Yitzchak Migdoloi, that Meis Shenisraf v'shilde kayem is tome. So that's the moker davka shildosa kayem is tome. So he's poisek like chachomim. So we find another amoira that is poisek like chachomim. So that is the moker of Reish Lakish also to be poisek like chachomim. According to the Malach Ramban, l'choira, the Kesef Mishnah, that's the way he learned in the sugyo, and that's the way he explained Shita Zaramba. The Rambam is basically like Reish Lakish. That Meishin is Valbil Tzurosoi. It's Toyer. It's not Metamet Tumas Meis. Kesef Mishnah says, the Choyer, but we have a Machlekes of Yechon Reish Lakish in our Sud. Kesef Mishnah says the Rambam is basically like Reish Lakish. Like, Rambam is like Reish Lakish, since Reish Lakish is basically like Chachomim. And Rabbi Yechonon, Posaki Reb Lezer. Memele, Alochi Ki Chachomim, not like Reb Lezer. The Aruch Haner here says that Al Korchok the Kesef Mishnah didn't learn like Tosis Mahalich, the Bila Machlokes of Yechon Reish Lakish. According to Tosis, the Machlokes of Yechon Reish Lakish is Beshitas Chachomim Gufa, so that wouldn't be a reason to be poisek like Reish Lakish, Lumas of Yechon. The Aruch Haner just says that Al Korchok the Rambam learned different than Tosis. But what is the Mahalach of the Be'emes of the Rambam? According to the Ramban, Hein Hein Advoim. According to the Ramban, the Yisrael HaMachlikis of Yechon Reish Lakish is totally Be'plugtas Chachomim V'Rab Lezer. Reish Lakish K'Chachomim V'Rab Yechon K'Rab Lezer. That's the Mahalach HaSuyi according to the Ramban. Memele, that's what the Rambam is poisek like Reish Lakish. Since Reish Lakish koi K'divrei Chachomim and not K'divrei Rab Lezer. Vaiton Chofches Omudal, Tono Rabbonon, Hamapeles Yad Chatucho, the Regal Chatucho, Imo Itmeo Leido, the Ein Choishishim, Shema Miguf Otumbo. So the Ritzvah here brings down, when the Gemara says, Hamapeles Yad Chatucho, the Regal Chatucho, Imo Itmeo Leido, Ritva says, Vade, the kavanah of the Gemara is not to be metame, the mother mitzad regel chatucho b'fnei atzmoi, or yad chatucho. In order for it to be mekayim and din leido of tumas yoledes, you need, the Mishnah says, you need yitzias roishoy or yitzias ruboy. Ein isha tmei leido ad sheyitze roishoy roi vevorov. And Vade, the Ritva says, kavanah is a Gemara. But even huchzeko, this isha, she's before us, we see, she was huchzeko lemeleo. Now she's reikonis. And in this oifen, the Gemara says that pilo, yad chatucho, were toile, yotsu roi veivorim, leil isha. Not that the leidas yad mitzad atzmi, yad chatucho, regal chatucho, is gurim atumas leid. Just the ikra chidish is vada yapshad is when we see the yad chatucho, regal chatucho, we see she's reikonis. We're toiler that the Ivorim already came out before him. Just the main chiddush of the Gemara is Shema Shaloit were not toiler miguf oto. Roy vlodo is sheina miguf oto. But al koponim the vade the tumas leido is not nigmar mitzad the yad chatucho kshela atzvoi elo bahashlomas roy veivo. And also the Ran it explains that. Rav Chisdo v'Rav Barhune v'Ravune. Damri Talvayu, the Gemara says, and noisen lo yemei toya. This mapelis yad chatucho and regal chatucho, which the imu is tmei uleido, ve'in choyshishim shema miguf otum, so they're moisif, but we don't give her yemei toya. Mai taime, eimo hilchiko leidos. So Rashi explains, hari kama yomim shiyotso roiv avlad leivorem. Just like we mentioned before, the leida is not the yad mitzad atzmi. The yad mitzad atzmi is mechiach, that already a few days, yotzo roiv avlad leivori. Memele, we can't give her from now, the leidas hayad kshele atzmi yemeitoya, since we don't know when there was the mahalach of the leida, matay nigma leida. Memele, since we have a shtad, that the yemei toyar were over already, can be weeks ago, this mahalach of the leido, so misofik, you can't give her yemei toya, le'edinon me'imas nimni. That's what Rav Chisda and Rav Aravuna say. Einois on yemei toya, since we have a chash, that maybe the leido was days beforehand, we don't know when, so you can't be mekayim by her, yemei toyar mikano laham. The Chazanish in Yeridei Simen Kuftes Vov, Sifkot and Aleph, he says, a meiradiki yesoid v'hukhis chazoke from this sugya. He says like this. Legabi letamis ho'isho lemafreya mikoyach sofik. Lemaisa, we say that a mapelis yad chatucho. We want to know be'etzem, when was the leido. We have a sofik, maybe she was yolded a few days ago, a week ago. What happens if she touched Tyrus in those days? So misofik were not mitame. Hamid Ishal Chizkosa. She had a Chizkas Tyro, and he's mitzadded there that even Legabi Tumah V'Kotchim were not mitame lemafreya. The whole Tumah so Isha is only mikano lahava. We saw now, Mapeles Yad Chatucho, and we're saying now, V'adai Lav Miguf Otum, so there was a Leda. We just don't know in what time the Leda was Miskayim, that there was Yitzias Shruba. So mikano lahava, she has to be Mikayim Yimei Tumoso. Yemei Toyar, we can't give her because we don't know from when to count the Yemei Toyar. But Al Kolponim, when the Nidan would be, could we be Metame Le'isho on the days beforehand? Memele, all the Tyrus that she touched should be Tome, and that was saying Vadai Hamid Isha Al Chizkosa, she has a Chizkas Tayar. So the Chazanishi asks, Silichoira, why can't we be Mamid the Isha B'Chizkas Mu'beres? And we'll say that the Leda was, the more farther away it can be. And from then, from the last point that we know that there's Vadai of Vlad Kamon, so from then, we'll start counting the Yemei Toyar. So why does the Gemara say, in Nois Le Yemei Toyar, because we're Choshesh, that beforehand, Shema Yoldo, we don't know when, L'chor, you have a Chizkas Mu'beres, Hamid Isha Al Chizkas Mu'beres, and we'll say that the Leda was the more farther we can say. Just like mikveh. Nega, Mikvo, it was filled up on Sunday, Arbeim Seor. On Thursday, Nimtza Chosa. If somebody is Toivel on Tuesday, and we don't know when this Chisarn that we find on Thursday took a place, from what time, from what stage, was there a Chisarn in the Mikvo? Maybe when the Gavra was Toivel on Tuesday, there was no. It was a Chisarn in Arbeim Seor. And that we have the cloud, because more in the beginning of Nida says, Hamid Mikval Chiz Kosoi. Since in the beginning we had a Yediyah Brura of 40 Sa'ah, we knew that there was a change on Thursday. But from Sunday till Thursday, we say Hamid Mikval Chiz Kosoi, and the Mikvah is a Chizka Sholem, Sholei Nechzar. Memele, the Gavra, that is Tevel. He was Tevel in a good Mikvah. Mikvah Kosher. So Memele, the Chazanis Sheesk also here, Hamid Ishal Chiz Kosoi, she has a Chizka Smul Beres. Memela will say that even if we have a Vlad Kamon, the later took a place. The more farther we could, the less, the man that it's Mukhrav, there was a later. But until now, there was no later. Memela Mikoyach HaChazoka, we should give her Yemei Toya. That's the Shailul Chazanish. The Chazanish is Miyaseh Dovom Niflo Moit. He says like this. Every Chazoka Mikoro, that there was a Chazoka, and now, Lefonenu, there's a change, and we want to know when was the change. So he says like this: Ein bekoyach hachazoka lehoyros, that what happened now. The whole koyach of the chazoka is only to say that before it didn't happen. That means when we had the mikvah sholem on Sunday, the koyach hachazoka doesn't tell me that it happened on Thursday. The Chazoka says that it didn't happen before. You want to be Mechadish maybe when the Gavra was Tevel on Tuesday. Was the Mikveh Choser or not? So the Chazoka says, you can't be Mechadish Keneged the Chazoka and say that it happened on Tuesday. Yeah, it's Menaged L'Chazoka, Chezka Sholem. But the Chazoka Boifin Chiyuvi doesn't say when it did happen. It says B'Shlilo, you can't be Mechadish Keneged the Chazoka. And to say they happened before, the Chazok is Shoyla that it didn't happen beforehand. So Memei L'Chazanish says like this. When the Nidin would be to be Metame, the Isha, Mitzatum HaSleido, before we find this Mapeles Yad, we want to be Metame her L'Mafreya, L'Gabe HaTyrus. We have the Chizkas Tyra to say that it didn't happen beforehand. That's Menaged L'Chizkas Tyra. Aber mitzad sheni, the Chazanish says, in order to give her yemei toya mikano lehabo, so it's not enough to say that until now there was no leida to give her yemei toya. Yemei toya has to, you have to say boifen chiyuvi when there was a leida. So you need the koyach hachazok to be machriya that now there was a leida. That she was yoldo achsho. And that's not bichlal the hero of the chazok. Kol koyach hachazok is just to say it didn't happen before, but it doesn't say that what happened happened now. That's not bichlal the hero of the chazok. Just the chazanish is moisif. But lichoira, after the koyach hachazok is to say it didn't happen before, lichoira mikoyach cheshbon, now we'll have a cheshbon, parsha the cheshbon. If the shaila is that it happened today or it happened yesterday. And we have a chazoko that it didn't happen yesterday. So why don't we say mikoyach cheshbon to say that if I know that it didn't happen yesterday, al korchoch, what happened today. If Moshele, I would have a suffix today, yesterday, and two Adam will say that what happened didn't happen yesterday. So then I for sure can say, okay, it happened today. Even though I don't have b'ifin direct the chazoko saying that it happened today. But it's enough to use the chazok to say it didn't happen yesterday. If it didn't happen yesterday, and there's only two efshoriyos, so I would say it happened today. And that the Chazanish says that a chazok is only hanogo, ve'einoy eid badovo. Chazok is not a birur, and it's not eidus. So memele, you can't use the chazoko in order to be mevarer, it didn't happen yesterday, as a biru. Kol koyach chazok is what the chazok is speaking on, And on that you have that hanhog of the chazok. But it's not mevare the goof of the uvda. Lo yamrinun bezechizka sahein ha'ein ma'ani labas. And since the whole koyach and chazok is what the chazok is moire, so since then the chazok akint only says that you can't be menaged lechazok on what happened yesterday. But it's not saying what happened today. Mitzad cheshbon shel chizka sahein ma'ani labas. We don't say it by chazok. Eina eid vadovo. It's not mevar that it happened yesterday. If you have two edim, and the sofik is that what happened, did it happen today or yesterday? There's only two efshorias. That is the goof of the uvda. Through edim, you can say it's enough that the edim will say that it didn't happen yesterday. Memele, the poyal yoytze comes out that it happened today. Because the edim are mevarer that it didn't happen yesterday. But a chazoka doesn't have the koyach to be mevarer. It's only exeras a kosuv as a hanhoga. And what the chazoka is speaking about, and what the chazoka is moira, the whole koyach chazoka is the hero. The chazoka is that imrami becheska sholem, and when the needle would be, if nivgema chazoka yesterday or not, loy nivgema chazoka. But in koyach chazoka to say when it did happen boifin chiyuv, and therefore since the yemei toya, you need boifin chiyuvi the koyach chazoka to be koyvea. That today was the Lado, and from now will be Moina Yemei Toyar, that's not Bichlal, the Chinesh Chazok. You see that Dovol, the Maisa, the Avni Nezer, in Yeredeya Simon Shin Mem Aleph, he also says that, the Dovol Poshut. He says it as a Yesoid, but he says this is a Yesoid Poshut to me. There he's done, Ligabe Tinek Hanoilad Berav Shabbos, Im Chashecho, and the Sofik was, was the Yitzias Ruboi Shiltinik, was it in Ben Ashmoshes or Rav Shabbos? Or maybe it was only if the Tzeisa Krichovin. And the Nafkamino, that if it's in Tzeisa Krichovin, if the Tzeisa Krichovin, Memele, you can have the Mila B'yoy Mashmini in the Shabbos afterwards. But if the Leda was before Tzeisa Krichovin, Mele, in Rav Shabbos, that is Mana Leda, so the Mila should be on Friday afterwards. So another Rabbi Nezer says, L'chora, we can be done to be mamid the isha al chizkas mu'beres. And if the sofik is shema beben ashmoshes yoldo, or betzisa kichov miyoldo, we could be mamid the isha al chizkoso to say that the leda was farther until I can say it. Now we found that the vlad, vade, there was yitzias ruboy and tzisa kichov. The question is, was it before or not? So we can use the chazoka of the miyikora shlumu beres to say that it happened the most further I can say. Memele, we're doiche, mikoach chazoka to say that the ledo took a place only on Shabbos. Nefkamini, can be, do the milo on Shabbos. V'yem yashmini avila v'shabbos. And not Avni Nezer says this yisoid, that the chazoka miyikora, that now vadai we see a change in the chazoka. Just, we don't know when it changed. Just the question is when it happened. The whole koyach chazoko is only to say that it didn't change before. You can't be mechadish that the uvda happened before. But there's no koyach in the chazoko to say that what happened, happened now, but even chiyuv. And therefore, legabe milo, Avnilezo says, to be malbiyim ha-shabos, it's not enough that he wasn't born beforehand. Yet it's not enough that achros achazoka that it didn't happen before Shabbos. You need boifin chiyuvi the achros achazoka that the ledo took a place on Shabbos, and on that the chazoka is not moira. That's the yisoid. Koyach chazoka is only to be beshlilo that it didn't happen before, but there's no koyach chazoka to be machriya that it happened in Takan. That's mamish the yisayid of the chazanish and our sugyo, legabi chizkas muberes, that therefore it's not machriya, the sha'achshav yoldo, that will give her memele yamei toya. The ma'isid avni nezid there, he says, but the other poiskim in Yeredeya, in Shin Tzadik Zayin, we see not like that. The Taz and others bring down the mace, they found mefakeach magal, and they found somebody mace, and they don't know when the person here died. In Nafkamina Legabe Aveus, the din is Toich Shloishim Liyoyim Amiso. So you have a Chiyuv Aveus Shiva. But if this mace was after Shloishim Yoyim, There's no chiyuv of Eilu Shiva. Now, they found this mace, Tachas Agal, and they don't know when there was Misa here. Maybe already it's 30 days. And that, the Poskim say, we're mamid the Gavra HaMace, Bechizkas Chai, and Memeilu we say that even if we found a mace, Kamon, we're saying that it happened the most later we can say. The mace Achshov, Memeilu Chayiv Be'Avelis. That's what the Poskim did. That the Misa we see happened later on. We're holding Toich Shloishim. Therefore, there's a Chiv Avelus Shiva. Rabbi says, but the Chiv Avelus is not since it wasn't, he didn't die beforehand. Chiv Avelus is only Mikoyach, that he's Mase, but even Chiyuvi Toich Shloishim. And that's Mechadish Dine Avelus. So Al Kochoch we see from these Poiskim that Mahani Echizkas, a chazoka de miko to be machria that the gufa du uvdo happened the most far I can say. Till the oifen that I'm muchrach to say. But it's mahani boifen chiyuvi and not only boifen bishlila that it didn't happen before. The chazanish and avninez also bring from Tesis and ksubis davtes. There the sugi l'gavi pesach basuach. You have a sofek, Beishis Yisrael. You have two sfekas, the Gemara says. Sofek, oines, sofek, rotzen. You have a sofek, tachtov, loy tachtov. And the Gemara brings down, like, Beishis Koye. The sofek is the, only one sofek, tachtov or not tachtov. And that Tesis has a shayla. Tesis says, legabe the sofek, im nivol or tachtov or not, Tesis says, lichoiro, we can be mamid the isho, bechezkas, psulo, shalei nivolo. And Memele, even though she's Bulo Kamon, Pesach Pasuach Motsosi, but Mikoyach Achezkas Haguf, we can say that Nivolok more far than we can say. Memele Nivolo Tachtov. Until now she was Bechezkas Shleimo, Shalei Nivolo. Al Yedei Koyach Achazoka, we can say that what happened now. Tachtov. Memele, she should be Nesar Albayim. On that, Avnei Nezer and Chazanish says, L'choira here, what the issue is Neseres al Bailu, it's not Mikoyach, that she wasn't Nivolo Koide. What she's Neseres al Bailu, since Boifen Chiyuvi, she was Nivolo Tachtov. And on that way, the Chazoka doesn't say anything. Chazoka is not Machriya Boifen Chiyuvi, when it did take a place. The Chazoka only just says, when you want to test, say, Im Nivolo, when Boifen that she beforehand, and that koyach hachazoka to say you can't be mechadash beilah becheskas aguf, but it's only shoylal the mahalich of the beilah beforehand. But boifen chiyuvi to be koyvea, be koyach hachazoka that nivul otachtov, and that there's no koyach hazok. So we see in Tosis not like that. Tosis is kashitas apuiskum yeredeya that be koyach hachazoka einu chanami can be machria be koyach hachazoka also boifen chiyuvi. That the shinui that changed now. And also the dinim that are toile and the change now, the chazok is machriya. And in chanami, that's not like the chazanish and avinas. Al kolponi le divreim hod rakushi le duchten ar sugya. Lichoiro, that's the shayel chazanish. Lichoiro, according to the poiskim and thesis and ksubis davtes, we should still be mamid the isha bechizkas muberes. Umemele, we should give her Yemei Toyar, Mikoyach Chizkas Muberes. Maybe we can say different, like from the Chazanish, and to say that maybe here there's a starker reis in the Chizkas Muberes. Now we see she was Mapeles Yadu Rege, which we just mentioned the Ritva that says that Hoiso Meleo, Vachshav Rikonis, Val Kochoch. We see that Mapeles Yad, but Al Kochoch Yotzu Shari Yvorim Veloil Gisha. So there was Vada Yamahalik here of Leido, that she wasn't Nagish. Now she's Rikonis. But there's a Mahalik of this Chisorn of Yotzu Roy Vivorah until now. So since there's a Shtalke Reus here in the Chizkas Muberes, so in this Oifen we're not Mabit Bechizkas Muberes. In order to say that Mikoyach Chizkas Muberes will be Machriya, that Hashtu Bikochoso. Mainza we find in Rajman Tiras Abayis, the Gabi Gvinas, Betrefis, that any Trefis that Al Korchoch didn't happen right away, it was a Mahalik of this Chisar, beforehand, it's megareah b'chazok edemikor. And therefore, we don't give her the emeta. I'll call upon him. That's the need in here. You say that the Chazanish and Avni Nezer, the Chazanish brought it to arrive from our sugya. It's Nagyal every year, Yoledes, and also Rabbi Kveger and other poets can talk about this needling of Yoledes, Veini Yodei Amatai, and they are done with Sadcheska Smoberes to be Machria. The Mashmos is that they also learn not like the Chazanish and Avni Nezer, although the Cheska Smoberes could be also be Machria, Boifen Chiyuvi, Legabi Mila Bishamas. Maskona de Gemara that midiraisa, just like the Mishnah says, leida midiraisa is only the itzias roiv gufoi or roisha. When it's brought down from a pasuk, we learn out that leidas yad havi leido is only a din de rabbanon which is machtabal. The Rashman Teres Abayis Sharzayim brings a machlikas rishonim. If this is dafka biyad, and not b'shari vorim, dainu, what's the din? Mahoitzi regel. Is leidas regel kileido midarabon or not? So he brings a machlikas rishonim. The Rashba says, roi lahachnel kidivreyem. And also the Torah is choshesh. In any leidas yad, or leidas regel midarabon and tmeo, tumas leid. Now the rishonim, ask, what's the nafkemino of the Tumas Yiledes b'yetzias ayad? Mitzad shavu shvayim shel zochov in a keva, midoy raiso, vaday the starting of it is only b'yetzias havlad beruboy or beroish. So they ask, so what's the nafkemino? What memtame the isho, tume de rabbonon, as a yiledes b'yetzias ayad? Are yivshol psichas a keva b'loidav? So if that's the case, it comes out that Mimono Shachsi, she's Tomet Tumas Nido. So what is the special nafkemino Shechoshiv Leida Midarabonon that we're Metame? Saivi Saivi, you have to be Metame Tzad Tumas Nido. So there's a few Mahalchim. The Rashbo and the Ritva answer that Rav Huna holds that Ev Shalapsicha Sakeva Bolida. Memela, without the special Tumas Yiledes Midarabonon, without holding of this Chiddush, that leidas yad hadi kaleido, she wouldn't be tome at all. That's the nafkemino, she leidas yad kaleido li'inyin, tumas yiledes. Because mitzad nido, we hold that efshal psichas akevo b'loida. Another nafkemino they bring down, bo'ifin, that the leide afterwards was after yudalid yoy, so that if we're coming mitzad nido, efshal psichas akevo b'loida, so she only counts Zayin Yomim. Lela Shmini, she's Toiro, she's Tor. But since Midrabono, Leida Siyad Habi Kileido, so if it's in a Kevo, she has to count to Yudalid Yeh, Shwain. That's another Nafkamina. Daruch Laner says another Nafkamina. He says the Nafkamina is that if before this Leida Siyad, the Isha was Tome Medin Nido, Tchilas Riyoso was before, a few days before, this Yetzias Yad. So the klal is that midin nido, nido when she has a real rishoino, so midin deiraiso, she's sefer shivo, and she's toiva belel shmini. Even if she's shoifas, she sees another riyah. First day, second day, third day, fourth, even the seventh day, she's toiva belel shmini. She doesn't have to give a new count of 7 days after Riyah Shniyah. Miriyah Rishayni, you count, and it's koil any Riyah during these 7 days. So in the case that she saw Riyah Snido koidim liyitziyah saplah, now you have the yitziyah sayyad. So if it's mitzad in psicha sakevo b'loidam, so memele, she would, the counting of the 7 days would be mitzad chilas Riyos. But since you have a new tumor, tumas leida mechudeshes midrabonon, that yitzias yad choshiv kaleido, so memela since is metame, as tumas yiledes, so now she has to count 7 new days from mikan laham. That's enough kaminal olchem. Now, beikir adovo, the geder of leidas yad midrabonon, we have to know what's the geder. Mitzad echod, if leidas yad is a leid. So the Torah comes out like this, that on Sunday, Hoytzias Yoda, it's a Leidov. Then the day afterwards, Hoytzias Roishoi Urubai. So what? It's another Leida now. So Be'etzim, it comes out that this Vlad had two Leidois. The question is, what's the gather of the Leidim and the Rabbonim? Is the Taka we're holding that there's two different Leidas here? Or the Pshat is like this. Midrabonon, the Rishon, Boitzas Yad, which is a Leida. But it's not Shoilel that the second is not a Leida. That means the question is, Yemei Toyar in the first Leida, Vade we don't give. Kimidei Raiso, it's not a Leida. So mainly there's no Yemei Toyar. But the Leida, which is the Leida Amitis Midei Raiso, which was Yitzias Roisho Yerubay, and then Meikir Adin, we should give her Yemei Toya. The question is, since there was beforehand the Leida Siyad, which was Leida Midrabonon, Memele Midrabonon, maybe the second Leida Midrabonon is not a Leida. And it would be Ma'akiv to give her Yemei Toya Mikoyach Leida Shnia. And the Sidri Tyron, Sim Kuf Tzadik Dalet, Yivkot Mechav Zayim brings that that sheet is a crazy. The crazy says that the Leida Rishen of Yitzhak Seyad is L'chumro, and there's no Leida after Leida. Midurabonon, that is the Leida. And Midurabonon, the gather is that the second Leida, Midurabonon, we hold it's not a Leida, and we don't give Rimei Toyam Mikvevs. That's Shitas HaKreisi. But the Sidur Tyre there is Chaylik, and he says that even though Chachomim were Machshiv, the Leida Siyad Keleido, but the Pshat is, it's not that it's Mevatel, the Shem Leida from the second. The Pshat is that Leida Siyad is also a Leida. He says, Havi Kmoyu Leidas Beis Vlodois. But it's not Shoylul, it's not Mafkia to give her the Yemei Toyar in the second Leida. So that's Machlikas Ladina between the crazy and silly title. The Leidas Yad, Lachalmikin, Leidas Shul Roishoi, Vade the Leidas Yad were Machmir, Tumor Shul Shiva. So in the cave of Tumor Shul, why? Just the question is, Gabi, a Leidas Shnio, do we give her Yemei Toya? If the first Leidas Yad is Ma'akiv to say that the second is not a Leida, Midrabonon, and therefore we're Machmir not to give her Yemei Toya, that's Shita Sakrisi. She does say in the Torah that it's not Mafkia, the second Leida, but it's Havikhila the Shtevnotus. Right, the Mishnah. Hamapeles tumtum adroignus teshu vizocho in the cave. Tumtum vizocho adroignus vizocho teshu vizocho in the cave. The few chilukidim. The Gemara brings down Omar Av Nachman Omar Av tumtum adroignus. Shero loiben o oidem. Loi ben Rashi says, doi melekeri, dainu, ish, the tzad ish, tzad zohar, doi melekeri, so he's nitma kebalkeri kezav. Oidem, doi meledam nidus, so if it's in a cave, she's nitma betor isho royo. And then it says, in chayov malbias migdosh ben sofim tro, dainu mekuech sofik. Since they saw ro loi ben oidem, we have a sofik zohar, sofik nekeva. So memele, Misofek, the din is in Chayom al-Bias Migdosh ben Sofim Truma. That means, if it's in a cave and she saw a loy ben, it's not metam. But if it's in a cave and she saw oidem, it is metam. Leidach, if it's a zohar, Sirias loy ben is metam him as a zohar or balkeri, and the Rias oidem is not metam. So Misofek in Chayom al-Bias Migdosh ben Sofim Truma. The Chazanish in Simekufta Zayin, Sivkot and Dalit, he says like this, L'choyro, why? It says, Ein Sofim Tumah L'chora, you have a Sofik Tumah, Moshe Seyochid. Why don't we serve Tumah midin Sofik Tumah Moshe Seyochid? So L'chora, Chazanish says, we can say, it's a Sofik Ria. Sofik Ria, Tesis brings down the beginning of the Mesechus, Ozan Daf Yud Zayin. Sofik Ria, L'yalfinu Nisaita. The whole din of Sofik Tumah Moshe Seyochid is only a Sofik Maga B'Sheretz, Maga B'Meis, Sofik maga betumah, sofik tumah moshe seyochid, dumi l'soito, shenivolo v'nitmo. There we have the alfusa misoito she sofik tumah kevada. Ma she'en ken sofik ri'io, since the sivas atumo is not mitzad kabolas tumo, as mago. Just the sivas atumo is mitzad, the ri'io is goyrim din tumo. Sofik ri'io is not dumi l'soito, and we have no din of sofik tumah kevada. Therefore, if it's not kevadi, you're not seyrif misofik the truma. But the Chazon Ish continues. That's the gabi ari'iyah shel aloivin ve'oidim. But once it comes out, the loivin and oidim, hari noigim ba loivin ve'oidim, and then it comes out that you have a sofik maga, ke sofik maga b'sheretz u'b'meis. So memeila nihish mitzad sofik ri'iyah, we're not mitame kevadai, but you have also a sofik maga in the loivin oidim. Memeila sofik maga should have a sofik tume kevadai, and then that he asks, why are we not seyref the trumo v'tiras sofik kevadai? It's minechid b'tzorichi. Yeah. Right, the Gemara says, Ro loy ben oidem ke'echod, ein chayov malbias migdosh, aval sovim esatumo. The Gemara brings down, sovim esatumo, kimimonav shach. If they saw this tumtum adroigen, they saw also loy ben oidem, so mele mimonav shach, it's a vadei tumo. If it's an akevo, as mitzad oidem shabuzi. If it's a zocher, mitzad loy ben. So therefore, sovim esatumo. The Gabi Bias Migdash, the Gemara brings down a special Yelfuso, Mizoho the Adne Kevel. Tishalchu, Zoho Vadai, the Gemara says, in Nekeva Vadois, Vuleitum to Madoyans, we have a special mute here. The Gabi Bias Migdash, the Gabi Chivkozal Bias Migdash, that the whole Mechayev is Dafka Zoho Vadai or Adriganus Vadai. Dafka zocho vaday on a cave of adoyis. Vulitum to madoyis. The Ruchaner is mistapik here. If this mute from Bias Migdash is only from the chiyuv, or maybe even lechatchila, the chiddush here in the Gemara is that even though this gavra, this tumtum, this adroyis is vaday tome, since this gavra is not a vaday zocho, not a vaday in a cave, he's not bechlal haminim hamechuyovim Bias Migdash. So the sofek is this a mute legabi a chiyuv? Or it's also like a behetel chatchino. There's no even iser lebias migdash. The minchas chinuch in mitzvah kufa in ches says v'diuk loshen agmora mashmos is in chayovim lebias migdash. Mashmos is that there's vade in iser. Just the mir is legabe chiyu. He's mistapek. Maybe klapi adoy raisa there's no chiluk. Klapi adoy raisa bechlal. This tumtum adregus is not in the whole parsha of bias migdash. Maybe it would only be in iser drabon. The Minchas Chinuch there is Moisif. Just like you have a mute, Legabe Chiyuv Kores al Bias Migdosh, he says also Legabe Malkis al Bias Bia Lemachna Leviya. Bias Migdosh, Tome Shabal Bias Migdosh Chayav Kores. Machna Leviya is only Malkis. So the Minchas Chinuch says that even though the mute here is brought down, a mute, Zocho Vade, in a cave of Adois, Legabe Bias Migdosh, there's no Kores. But he says, Hu Adin Legabe Malkis Shem Machna Leviya. Why? Because the mitzvah shiluach from Machne Leviyo is bichlal the same mitzvah of shiluach from Machne Shkin. And he says, Kashem shenismayet mechiv bias migdosh, ad sheyevaday zocho vaday nekevo, kmoichen also legabe shiluach from Machne Leviyo. Now the Rishonim in Rav Sugya have a big needle legabe, according to Rabbi Yosi in Yevomis Pei Gimel. Rabbi Yosi says, androigenus ubelia bifnei atzmo. According to Rabbi Yosi, the Rishonim speak about is beria b'fnei atzmo. The pshat is it a sofek zocher, sofek nekevo? That's the beria b'fnei atzmo. Dainu tumtum, it's a chisom yadia. Every tumtum is different. Some tumtum can be nikra v'nimtza zocher, nikra v'nimtza nekevo. A dragon is sofek kavua, sofek zocher, sofek nekevo. That's the pshat beria b'fnei atzmo. Oy dilmo, it's a min shlishi, which is not a zohar, not an akim. So Toysis here, Nomad Aleph, they say that from our sugya, it's muchach, that adreganus is not a biliyah b'fnei atzmo, it's a sofik zohar, sofik nekim. Since it says in the Gemara that lo loiben o'oiden, he's tome mimon of shach, or midin loiben o'y midin o'yden, and therefore soifim is a truma, you have a special meal to gabi b'yas migdosh. So we see from here that it's not a min shlishi, as a beria b'fnei atzmo. Because if it would be a beria b'fnei atzmo, see, even if they would see loy ben oroidem, you can't say mimono shoch nitmo. Beria b'fnei atzmo is not tumas oidem and not tumas loy ben. Loy hoyo tome b'zeo b'ze. So from that thesis proved that l'kuli almo, it's not a beria b'fnei atzmo, just it's a min, tzad zoho tzad neki. But the Ramban, Shita Saramban, the Ritva brings it here in Omud Beis. The Ritva brings down that it's a burial mamish with Niatzva. It's a min shlishi, which is not a zohor, not a lakim. But just what Rav says in Asuya, that mimon of shach, bero oidem, veloi ben tome, it's not like Shitas Rabbi Yosi, which holds that it's a min shlishi with Niatzva, it's only kashitas lachome. The Ritva says the Mashmos of Rabbi Yosi Yevomes that the Loshen Adroigenus Belia Befnei Atzvah, the Mashmos is that it's a min shlishi, just like the Ramban says. The Ritva himself says that it's not mukrach. Yeshloimar, he says the Kavod HaBeriah is only lafuki mitumtum, which is beetzem. The tumtum is or a zohar or the keil. Just Kolzman, he says shloim nikra in adovel yadu amar. Mashenken adroigenus, golu lefoneinu, the metzias of the adroigenus. Just we have a sveiko de dino, ma din shel metziasu. Hey, yesh is a din zohar on a cable. That's why it's called berry befnei atzmo lafukei tumt. Shita sarashin bikurim, peregdal mishnehe. He says that adroigenus, we have betzim gimel sveikas. One, sofik shema uish. The second sofik is shema uisho. And the third, Shema Udelya Bifneyatsu. And then Afkamina, he says, that his mother, Legabe Tumas Leido, Isha Shiyolda Adroigonos, so be'etzem, imo Yeshevis Olov Lezohar, as Choymer Shel Zohar, Yeshevis Olov Tumas Leido Lidin Keva, and also the third tzad, Lenido, maybe it's not a Zohar, and it's not in the Keva, so there's no Parsha Shiyoledes, Memela, she would be as Lenida, she wouldn't have Yemetreir at all. That's Shitas Rash. The Rash is Moisif. According to that, our whole Suya that says that Ro Loibeno Oiden is Tome Mimonov Shoch, so the Rash says that Taka doesn't go according to Rabbi Yosi, it goes according to Chachom. In this Prat, it's Keshitas Aramban. The Chazanish in Simarish, the Kuftet Zayin, says that even if we hold that a dragon is a very Bifne Atzmo, Nire, he says, he's vadei chayev b'kol ha-mitzvahs. Uki Yisroel kol dinei ba'inshim. Chazanish, Yotzo Lodun, maybe, if this Adrigan is a beriah b'fnei atzmo, he's not an ish, and he's not an isha, maybe he's potter b'kol ha-mitzvahs. The mitzvahs nemru ol ish ol isha. Maybe as a beriah b'fnei atzmo, maybe he's not chayev. And that Chazanish says, even though he's a beriah b'fnei atzmo, vadei chayev b'kol ha-mitzvahs. He says, but it's different. Me'ashal nivra v'sefer yitzir. Mentioned before, somebody that is nivra v'sefer yitzir l'chokhom tzvi is mesupok v'zchay b'mitzvah mitzdar flaminim chazanish v'pshitus l'chazanish is nivra v'sefer yitzir. It's a goylem ba'alma. He's not shaykh to min Yisrael b'chla. He has no yichus. It's not ba b'toy lodo. En lo yichus Yisrael. Mashem ken adroigunus, he says, vaday he's nidan ki Yisrael. He's not something new, which is in the middle, not a Yisrael, not a Goy. He's vaday misyaches ki Yisrael. Loshen HaChazanish, achri shekol hanoilodim, yichuson umishpotom, yoshuv lefi moilidehem. The Mahalich of the Leido, the toldus of Yisrael, is misyaches li Yisrael moilidov. You have a sofek in the Hagdoro, in this dovar hanoilad, this Yisrael, which is noilad, Dinei kezocher kedinei nekevo. Loihush lamatzuras zocher, v'loihush lamatzuras nekevo. But mitzad this yachsus liYisrael, he's vadei Yisrael, and therefore he's vadei chay b'mitzvahs. Just the Chazanish says, kol ze b'dvorim shehushvu isho v'ish. So in that vadei adrogen is bechlal, he's a Yisrael. But b'dvorim shechalukim, Chazanish says, kigoyin mitzvahs esesh ha'azman grom, that an ish is chayev and an ish is potter. Then we have to be mistapic. What's the din of adroigenus? Michad gisa is Yisrael, and it's vadechay b'mitzvahs. Just you have to know the gabi mitzvahs as man gromo. Is he shayach to the mitzvahs shel ish or shayach to the mitzvahs of ish? Chazanish there. It's most of you other nekud. So kol ponim, even if it's adroigenus, the belly of ne'atzu vaday harim mechuyim v'kol ha-mitzvahs. Right, the Gemara in Hemshech here in Amud Beis, the Gemara says that according to Reb Lezer holds Penela mimeno al helem sheretzu chayev benichayev al helem migdosh. And the Gemara brings down that Rav Lezer says, "Be'inon ad yeda ibesheretz itme ibenevela itme." According to Rav Lezer, Migzaris Hakosov, it's not enough to know that he was nitma betumo, that Yechai will be asmigdash on kodesh. You have to know also what type of tumo, nitma benevela or itme besheretz. Minchas Chinuch Chimitzvah Kuf Chov Gimel says, just like according to Rav Lezer, you have to know be'izet tumo in besheretz or benevela, even though the din tuma, the klapi, the din, there's no nafkamina, what tuma? But there's exeris akosuv to know the min tuma. So he says, k'moichen ligabi hele migdosh, or koidesh, the yediyah we need is a yediyah what type of koidesh. There would be a nafkamina. It's not enough that the gavra afterwards knows that he ate koidesh betuma. He has to know if the koidesh was chatos or shlomim. Min koidesh, that's the chidush in Minchas Chinuch. The Gemara at the end of the Amud says, Ihochi. After the Gemara says that according to Rav, you have a special miut here, for Adreganus and Tumdan, they're not chayvel bias migdosh, since there's no Zohar Vadai or Nekeva Vadois. The Gemara says, Ihochi, ki itme b'shal tumis, hoi lishal. So Rashi explains, the Shaila is, Le'ilkoi, kevan dom arav linin shiluach zocho vadai, v'loi tumtum b'shal tumis nami, since the meat of Shiluach Machnis is a chisorn in the Gavra, you need a Gavra which is Vaday Zohar, and a Gavra that is a Vaday Nekeva. Memele comes out, what's the nafkemino? If the Tumah is through Re'iyah Shaloi Ben Oidim, even if the Tumah would be Mikoyach Mago of this Tumtum Adreganus, Bemeisu Besheretz, but the chisarn is the gavra, which is not a gavra vaday zohar vaday nekeva. So the shaila is, according to Rav, why is the mir only beloiven ve'oidem? It should be every sugi atumo. The maise, the gavra hanichlas lamikdosh, is not a vaday zohar, not a vaday nekeva. It's a droygan zotumt. So Tosis here is masbir. What is the shaila only now, according to Rav? The Gemara right away should say already in the beginning of the Omud, according to Rav, that there's a special meal to the Gavro, which is not a Vaday Zohar, Vaday Nekevo. So why Dafka Rav says, Ro, loy ben oidem in chayovim bias migdash? Ihochi, it should say, ki itmi b'shal tumis lele shalchu. Why does the Gemara at the end of the Amud ask the Shaila? And that traces in the Revair, that after we learn out that Shiluach Machnis is also Gabi Kli Matchis, like the Gemara mentioned before, kol shiyash l'tayra b'mikvah, now, the gabi klimatches that are mechuyev and shiluach, there mineu bei klimatches is nitma b'shal tumis. The kelim it's not shaykh tumis loy ben oidim. So we see that the yisoid of shiluach machnes is not only the sugtum of loy ben oidim. It's shaykh l'shar tumis. The kelim yechichu. Since kelim are chayev shiluach machnes, even though it's not shaykh loy ben oidim, legabayhu, so we see that Shiluach Machnes, Ligabi Bias Migdosh, is Koil Kol Sugiatumis. And on that's what the Gemara says, Ihochi. So even if you have a special mute, actually a Vaday Zoho Vaday Nekevo, but the parsha is not talking about a Sug Tum of Loiben or Oidim to say that Nismatu Adroiganus Vetumtum from the Sug Tumo of Loiben or Oidim. Since Loiben or Oidim is not only that Oifen to be, the Mishalech Me'amachni, Kalim also nismatu. So the parasha is talking about kol sugi atumis, also tumas sheretz and tumas meis. So the miut of tumtum v'adroigel is mikoyach the gavro, which is not a vaday zohor, which is not a vaday nekeva. If that's the case, the Gemara says that according to Rav, so why, if nogu b'shal tumis, also we should say that they wouldn't be chayiv in bias migdosh ad shiye vaday zohor or vaday nekeva. That's the shaila of the Gemara. And on that, the Gemara brings especially El Fuso, that Dafka Ligabe Re'ir Shaloiben or Oidim, Omar Komi Zoho Mituma Hapoireshus Menazoho. So the whole mute is only, not only, Mikoyach the Gavro Gufo, which is not a Vaday Zohar, Vaday Nekevo, because it has to be also Mitzad Sugatum of Loiben or Oidim, their Nismait Mishiluach Machnis. Adkan.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Maariv Mekayimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.